Oh, I sat down and I looked up and I was like, "Hey, Em, did you get your hair cut?" And it's like, "Wait a minute, that's not that good."
Okay, 5:30. Let's start. Are we ready? Are we
going? We are recording. Yeah.
Okay, good. So we got to do introductions. I'm John Lindman. I've got a little low voice as my 3.5-year-old that gave me the virus and say. I call it the Montessori virus. He's been in that thing. He's always bringing something home. Oh. I feel fine. I just don't have much voice. But I'm a co-chair, and I live in Hidden Springs area.
My name is Todd Olson, Parks and Rec Board Advisory Member, and I'm from the Barrington Heights neighborhood.
Megan Big Thumbs Up. Do we know everybody on
the
table? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm Pam Cricklow. I'm the treasurer of the Westland Historical Society, just a guest tonight.
Yeah.
Beth Smolin, president, co-president of the Westland Historical Society.
Tara Winkin, staff.
Dale Pertuna, a citizen. I lived in Westland 7-8 years. I've belonged to all kinds of clubs during those years. I'm pretty active in the Lions Club right now.
Diana Lavery. I live in Cascade Summit neighborhood, and we've lived here 25 years in August.
Karen Kellogg, I'm on the advisory board, and I think I'm an 18-year Westlandian in Romulus.
I'm Vicki Handy, co-chair of the Parks and Rec Advisory Board. Lived here 27 years, and I'm in the Willamette neighborhood.
And I'm on the Park and Rec Advisory Board.
All right, everybody got a copy of today's agenda?
I move that we approve the agenda.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, don't really have any summary notes.
Oh, yeah. I sent both of them very last minute.
Okay. They're usually okay to me.
I read it online.
Okay with them?
Yeah, I read it online. Looks okay with me.
Okay. Okay, so we have we all approve?
Yep, okay with me.
Okay.
Okay with you.
Somebody has a motion to approve it, and somebody has
to second
it. I motion to approve it.
I second.
Okay.
Thank you.
Those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Okay, cool.
We have the same problem.
That whole process, like, wait a minute. Who said what?
And it's not really hard.
No, okay. It's not.
So we are going to start with community comments. And I assume, Dale, you're here for community comments?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You want to start?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. I'm here to try to prevent you people not to recommend the recreation center. And I'm going to try to give you as many reasons as I can. Speaking from a citizen, I've lived here all my life. I was on the board for the police department. We got that fast, the new station and stuff. So I'm trying to get you to look at other things besides the special interest groups. There's a lot of people out there like me who's on fixed incomes, and I just kind of want to float stuff around. I'm not sure where you're all at as far as where you're going with the city council and everything. So I'm going to just kind of briefly start out. In the paper, your mayor made some suggestions on projects for infrastructural needs, planning for the Willamette River, vision for 43, planning project for Highway 43 corridor, and study of possibility of community center. So the water structure, I don't know if you guys are considered it or not, that's going to be a $7 million project. And they're going to have to come out to the people to vote on that $7 million to get that water pipe. And they're going to need a lot more to update the water structures in the city. Then we're really behind in our structure. So that's an argument there. During the pool survey 10 years ago, the survey came out real positive. Oh, we want this, we want that, we want this. Well, it got voted down pretty well. Polls are, I don't trust polls. A lot of people may say things on the polls and I don't, but the swimming pool went down really bad. And some of the reasons is Too few people will benefit, should pay for their own activities. Bad use of tax dollars. Taxes are high enough. There's plenty of gyms nearby and there are pools nearby. We don't know how to get all these teachers. For newcomers, it would be too expensive. Public transportation is not good. Taxes too high. Crime, police department. Speaking of departments in the city, I've tried to talk to most of the people in charge. Megan, I've known forever. We were neighbors where our kids grew up and stuff. And I tried to get by to the departments, and this infrastructure of Westland is really hurting badly. Every department needs people. They need equipment. They need more things to keep the city running at a better pace than what we are right now. Take, for example, the police department. Right now, they need a community service officer. And what he would do or she would do, that we have one, but he doesn't have the time to go just to the high school. This person could go to all the middle schools and grade schools and stuff. And they desperately need a person to do that. When I was growing up, the police used to come and, man, that was great. I mean, they came to the grade school and showed us, you know, and respected them. So every department needs something. Megan probably could tell you better than that. Talking to them all down. Police department needs, they need body cams. They need a community officer. They need other equipment too. I didn't want to write it all down because it would take forever to write. Another thing, we need better roads. Do you know how much it's going to cost to make our roads? How many don't like the roads in Westland? My road is so bad. In 10 years, it's going to be just gravel. So we need to, public safety, we got to keep our roads up. If we don't keep our roads up, that's got to be a priority. Another thing is the schools, Westland School is cutting $10 million out of their budget. And the reason why my daughter is an assistant superintendent at Clackamas District, and we were talking, and a lot of these schools are coming out this year and next year because of COVID. They're running out of money, and they're going to need a lot more money. And with West Lynn, they're going to come out in a couple of years. They're going to ask for a ton of money. So that's what you need to consider about making recommendations for this recreation center. You got taxes already raised. You voted for the fire department. You voted for the zoo. Your taxes are going up. And people have got to look at that. And that was one of the things that really bothered on the survey.
I'm so sorry, Dale, but we have passed the 5-minute mark.
Okay.
Can I give you just a moment, like your summary statement?
Well, I just have one thing. Nobody has thought this out. And the group that did the survey or did the presentation on why we should have a recreation center, they left out one thing very important, COVID. It's going to happen again. And you know how many sports centers went out of business because of COVID? West Glen should not be private enterprise. We should not be collecting money for use. If we get a COVID epidemic, who's going to pay for that? Who's going to pay for it? That building's going to sit empty for 2 years. And don't think this COVID is not going to happen again. And I have a lot of other things, but I appreciate everybody's time. So thank you very much. And if anybody has any questions, I'd be glad to answer.
Yeah, we really appreciate you coming and having such clear concern for the multifaceted needs of the city. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. No questions?
Well, I was going to say there's a good conversation going on today on the West Lynn Facebook community page. So I've posted just some general info just to get people talking, and people are talking. So if you don't belong to the West Lynn community page, you should.
Okay, yeah, I'm getting a group of people together.
Yeah, and get on there because there's a conversation that's really growing today. Some of your concerns as well might become mine. But it's a good conversation, and that's another good place to share your concerns with the people who are probably going to end up voting for this.
Yeah.
Thank you, Karen.
Okay, well, thank you for your time, everybody. Have a good meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you for letting me talk.
Awesome.
Thank you.
So Beth and Pam, we have the Willamette Park stage naming. Do we maybe want to switch these so that we can do that since we have guests? Okay. Then Roger isn't here tonight, but he did leave us a note.
Beth is in his place.
Beth is in his place. And so I'd love to hear what you have to say, and then a recommendation from staff, and we'll move forward.
I'm just going to pull up. So we're in the process of putting together a plan to buy a park bench. And, you know, that's obviously something we would approach the city and do. And so that we are going to do, and hopefully, and we're hoping to be able to dedicate that in the Willamette Park. As far as I know, the City Parks Department and Parks Board Advisory Committee was going to be in charge of the plan for the stage. And we're here to tell you we support that effort, and we would love to help in any way with, if you have some kind of a dedication or whatever, we're happy to either provide written material, provide content for it. But we are looking for direction for how you would like to do that with the fair committee and plan that out. We don't have, I mean, we kind of assumed that you were going to knock around how to dedicate the stage and what to call it. And Roger and I didn't really come up with any list to advise you with. So, but we're here to support the whole effort. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe for a little clarity. So from what I understood from Roger is it was the stage would be named. The bench is completely separate. That's for a memorial bench program.
Mm-hmm.
The stage, though, as far as what this body is to do is to make the recommendation and approval for the naming of the stage. And the name, to what I understood it was to be, I don't know if you wrote
McIntyre.
The Larry McIntyre stage, as far as I know. We can verify that. And I think we still have a little time to maybe... We need to wordsmith that a little bit. The goal is to get this approved before the fair. I didn't know who would be purchasing the plaque. I'd assumed it would probably be on the Historical Society to do, but that's something we can figure out. And as far as a program for the fair, Tara, correct me if I'm wrong, we would kind of want you guys to present something to us that you would like to do at the fair. We could figure out the time slot, and it would be for you guys to make that presentation, and we would be standing there with you honoring it, or the Parks Board member would be to be able to get this honor out to Larry. So I think it could be relatively simple. The part question I had was that we had to do community outreach for this. I think if they said it was to talk to John, it's a little bit different in that we have this body who's approving it. It's within a park. We weren't, we committed that we wouldn't do like a huge header on top of the stage. It would be somewhat of a
subtle
plaque that would be there that would really be dedicating it. And then having that presentation at the fair would be fabulous, right? So that was kind of what I knew. We could reach out to the neighborhood association. There wasn't a define of how we reach out to the public. We are reaching out to the public via this meeting. It's been twice. You are members of the public as well. And so I wasn't given a roadmap to get to that end goal. It didn't seem like there was big concern about that too, but if we had any concerns with the neighborhood association, I don't think we would, especially having Larry's knowledge of who he is and known in the community, right?
Yeah, we did sort of entertain the idea that, oh, someone may come out of the woodwork and say, well, you know, what about this person or that person? And, We just don't know if that's going to happen, but yeah. And the assumption is that it's going to be.
Well, we realized we were not, we about it this last meeting, mm-hmm. since two weren't here. We are not opening it up for people to choose names on it. It's that it's being suggested and recommended potentially by the parks for that it be named this.
Yeah.
So that's different. We kind of went through that last time, yeah. trying to debate, were we opening it up for people to call the names? Like, nope, this is being dedicated to this space, mm-hmm. to this person.
Yeah.
So I feel like we're okay to do so in moving mm-hmm. forward mm-hmm. with whatever you choose to do.
Yeah,
and we'll probably do a notification, I think, out to say the parks would recommend this. We can send it to the neighborhood. We can at least send it if we need to, but your recommendation is what, and it's public. And it's not like we're doing a huge building, right? We're doing a stage within a park, an existing mm-hmm. structure.
Mm-hmm.
And the history of Larry is very well spelled out in this letter.
So we've had the Willamette Park stage naming on our agenda at least two meetings. Mm-hmm. And so that is publicized, and we did agree that we would do the consideration here, and if you all recall, Roger did a presentation, mm-hmm. and then Megan, at the next meeting, so this is the third meeting, at the next meeting gave us all of the details. And so at this meeting, I think that we should go ahead, and if we want to make a motion to recommend to that we go with this naming, I think tonight.
Yes,
we but, were hoping to. the only thing I might suggest as a person who's coordinated many children's activities at our parks is that it if we do this, that we call it the McIntyre stage.
I like that.
In honor of Larry McIntyre, because you try to get kids and their parents and you get the first name and the last name, and it's always just problematic.
I was absolutely on the same page.
Okay.
The only other suggestion I was going to, because really his first and most significant contribution in the city was mayor, so it could be Mayor McIntyre stage, but I agree completely, just the McIntyre stage.
Well, how about on the plaque, McIntyre stage, in honor of Mayor Larry McIntyre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes sense.
How's that?
Yeah.
Okay. And Megan asked if the historical board would be willing to fund the plaque and be part of that presentation, kind of call the shots, because you knew him and have that passion. I think that makes a lot of sense. Do you think that would be appropriate?
Well, we were moving forward with the bench because we thought the city would be taking care of the stage and the plaque. So we were proceeding with the bench. So we haven't voted on anything along that line. So I'm not sure how our board would come down on that, because we were going a separate route.
Right.
We've got a meeting next week. We can bring that up and see if we want to drop the bench and go with the plaque, or you know, see what we can do. We're happy to discuss it a little bit further.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, because the bench program is like $1,200 mm-hmm. for a bench. So we were already in conversation with the Willamette Neighborhood Association to. And we were going to put it out to the members to see if we could get a fundraising for the bench. But a bronze plaque is going to be probably more than that.
So what right? we can
what
do,
do you know?
We don't know. I think we'll figure this out. So don't stress over it. Okay. We will figure out. I think it just depends on how eccentric it is. And I think we will be able to figure that out. So we'll talk to you afterwards and make sure that the verbiage is correct.
Okay.
If there's certain keywords that we want to have, like we were just kind of, if we can come up with some of, doesn't have to be everything, but like if we want to do the McIntyre stage and the Parks Board wants to approve that, I think that's great. Mm-hmm. And in honor of Mayor, and we can do that, but we're the final wordsmithing. Mm-hmm. If we know that, we'll figure out the plot.
Okay.
Okay.
And
the location, yeah. like where on the stage.
Yeah.
We should come together.
And we will be there in force, all dressed up. And
yeah.
I'll, already.
That's great. That is great. So yeah, we can coordinate on the timing of the event as far as the presentation and all of that as we're living everything about the fair right now.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. It's barreling down quick.
Yeah.
So discussion by board?
It's a quick question. So just from a matter of practicality, Tara, how would the naming be used in the future then? I mean, do you, like, when we put out publications, do we say main stage and it would now say McIntyre stage in the publication?
Yeah. Like right now we just have Willamette State main stage. We have two stages that right. go down there. Right. So it could be the Willamette McIntyre stage.
Okay.
And then yeah. that way it'd be designated, it's not going to be the other stage.
Right. Yeah, right.
To have a
right.
plaque.
Okay.
But then even at the fair, we could, you know, for all the things that are at the main stage, it would be Willamette McIntyre stage, the Willamette main stage. You know, like the name yeah. and stuff, we could just change that. That's not a big deal.
And then Willamette, do we know if that's something that we just, I mean, I know you haven't been here forever, you've been here a long time. Do you know if that's something that we created just to be able to define the two stages? Is like the Willamette need to stay, and that might be something we can figure out later. But I just need trying to think of how that's called.
We don't name the other one. We don't even name. We just call it Bear Garden.
I think it's a great name.
It's something that we can rent on or anything. It's
just another. So stage, the McIntyre stage at Willamette.
Yeah.
In honor of Mayor Larry McIntyre.
I like
that. That makes it. I'm just. Yeah. Simple for. Use,
yeah,
but yeah, that's.
Do you ever use the other stage for anything?
For just the fair.
And people will use it. Are there events on it, or is it just the beer garden?
The bands are on.
Oh yeah,
we put the bands play on there.
Is there a problem with just naming that one the Willamette stage and then just doing the McIntyre stage on the other? Then there's zero confusion. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
We can definitely.
It's probably better than the beer stage.
Yeah. Well, we don't advertise it.
The beer
garden. We have all the things. More things may happen. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And probably there, we probably just would pick a new name when we needed to. I would assume we might kind of go through a similar process with somebody else. I mean, if they really like beer.
That's true.
It needs to be rebuilt too. Yeah. But I think that those are the. That's kind of nice to have these discussions because you don't always. Those are the things you're trying to think about long term. And that was the reason why I wanted to present first to ask about you guys purchasing the plaque, because what happens if we get others for one? And so, but that's why this is something we can totally work on together. And I think that's great. So
well,
I just agree that it's better to keep it simple and just the McIntyre stage would be better than the McIntyre one or whatever.
Yeah. I agree. So if we make a motion, we probably should put in a little bit of wording. We make a motion that the stage at Willamette be named McIntyre Stage in honor of Mayor Larry McIntyre at the suggestion of the historical board, pending cost determination.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
If we can't get it all together, like we can do something at the event, but what happens if the plaque doesn't get here, the naming of it, like you already have our banners ordered, so knowing that everybody is understandable. We'll get to the honor for that day. And hopefully the plaque will be there. But for some reason, we can make a temporary one.
Mm-hmm.
Honor, right?
Yeah.
Shipping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Is that your motion?
I'll okay. make that motion. Okay, second. All in favor? Oh, you got unanimous support.
We thank you very much.
We thank you. I love people who are passionate doing positive things in our city. Well, and that's wonderful.
The history in the city is pretty fun. So we've had a blast. Mm-hmm.
We've been having a good time.
Right.
Okay, good.
All right.
So we'll wait to hear from you.
Yeah, we'll next week. We'll reach out.
And Roger will be back. And so we can kind of see how we go about that.
I think so.
Okay.
So,
yeah, early next week.
Yeah,
I'll start that.
It's okay.
I'll leave it for you guys. Very nice to meet you all. Thank you for
your service. Good to see you again.
Thank you for your
service. Thank you.
Okay, so we have the Community Recreation Center. A lot of happenings.
There is so much going on.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry for all the emails. You probably have some over the weekend. I just really want everybody to be super informed of what's happening on the fly. I mean, I have never had to update a website like that. And Alyssa, who you got to meet, is part-time. She's running all the events too with Sarah. So she did all that coding and did that herself. I mean, you look at our regular city website, so she put all that together. She's only making the videos that are going on social media. She's doing a fabulous job, but it took quite a bit of time. And then also trying to figure out how much is too much and how much is not enough. And so I think we'll kind of keep refining this even over the next few weeks. It's hard to know that we don't know where our destiny is. We've put all these hours in and not knowing where it'll go in the future. But even with just our shift with our looking at the $65 million to the $45 million, it put a pause on our bond, or not bond, on the polling, because we had to shift some of the questions around. So they're hoping that they'll be able to wrap up the polling tonight. And we are a little...
No, the polling's just being done online, right?
No, is that the polling, the statistically valid polling, it's a very long sentence, I said it a lot, is the one that the polling company is either calling or texting.
I got a text.
So ironically, I did too, and I was like, wait a minute, I can't vote on this. So I had to turn it on, you know, but I was like, oh, this is working, which I thought was really neat to have that feature. So calls and then text messages come through where people are voting. They're trying to get to 250, because that is actually quite a bit for us, 27,000 people, which seems, we know that's crazy, but that takes that long to get there.
And how do they pick those 250?
So I'm not a poller. They do this nationally for all polling, so it's professionally done. So it's all random. That I don't know all of the ins and outs, but we will be getting a full report on the demographics because you enter in your information, and we'll be able to have all of that comes in of who has given their information and their feedback on it. But it is the random selection of people, and they know I'm just not a pollster.
Are we still going forward with a concurrent survey?
So on Saturday morning, if I get to go ahead tomorrow by noon, Alyssa's ready. We're off tomorrow, right? She's going to be able to survey out. But right now I'm telling people it'll be Saturday morning that'll go out. And it'll run for 2 weeks. So again, think about this, right? We're gonna get our full polling information on Friday. We go to council on Monday. And the information will be coming
There's
up.
There's a whole weekend there.
Right. Well, I'm just trying to give people a heads up of what that is.
And so we get the polling information before the council meeting.
That's what my goal is, to get you guys, so you know when you're coming in, whoever is coming in, to say this is what we've heard.
It'll be important to have that information if you want to go to council.
And council, so we'll talk about that in a minute, but yes. And the questionnaire that's complimentary to it will be going out, and we'll be pushing that out starting on Saturday. We'll be paying some money again like we did before to really get it blasted out there and all of the avenues I wrote on the email. And that'll go until the 30th. And then we go back to council depending on what it said, you know, to go and say, okay, here's your full findings. What would you like us to do? And I did include with you my staff report, which I have to say was tricky to write, in the fact that we've talked about it so much and trying not to regurgitate everything that's being said. But you will see that there's, you know, three options to continue to move forward to the bond. And they're not going to give essentially the answer on the 17th. It's just the things for them to consider, or telling us to, you know, investigate funding strategies or to stop moving forward on it. And so that's essentially what the questions are for the 8th. So, that is what we are up to. And then just really trying to make sure to grab the more information we have from each pro or con, any information we can. I just want to give council the most feedback that we can present to them. And so anything that you guys can do to help send those out, even if you send out the email today, the survey of just getting it out there, the area that I would like to get more to, I'll send it to the neighborhood presidents as well. But if you have a direct connection, I know, you guys, there's a group who's been to the Robinwood. You guys into Robinwood. But if I'm able to get a list of those that you sent them to, I think it's really important to know our breadth of our outreach. Because if you look on that page, I've listed everything that we've done so far. And it's quite a bit. It's actually, I'm quite proud of it. For the short amount of time that we've had, I've always wanted to do more, though, because I wanted to go, if I could have gone to every neighborhood association, that would have been great. But if you have somebody that you can send it to, and then even just let me know, that we can recognize that we've had that reach would be awesome. So we'll be pushing out again through the rec desk. We waited. We didn't do rec desk today. That's all the people who signed up for classes with us. It's about 4,000 people because we didn't want to flood emails either. So we're going to do that on Saturday. So that'll go out. The sign-up for info will go back out. And then on Monday, we'll also get all of our signage out. Shatrine, with the Chamber of Commerce, who's also on our steering committee, is helping with some of those graphics too, which has been really great. And we'll get those printed out so people can, as they're walking through, can see. And we'll do more than we did the first time. So it's going to be really fast and furious. And like John said, you need to have the information beforehand. As soon as I can get it to share, I'd be happy to share that, you know, with you guys, because I want you to come in there. And I think the thing is there's different conversations as to what, again, you know what you can say at council and whatever you want to write, but there's options of just saying this has been a good process. You can say recommendation. You could say, I mean, it's however, having you there just to have some sort of presence of saying, even Vicky's not going to be a libido that day. So if it's a letter that's turned in, if somebody's interested in reading it, it just would be, I think the point is we've really tried hard to get the community's voice and create something the community has wanted. And if it's the time, great. If it's not the time, that's fine too. I think I've tried to be really neutral about what we're looking for because it's what we've been tasked with doing. So the other part of that, if you guys haven't seen, it's from the steering committee because we thought you might be doing the parks board one. It's Josh Chamberlain who's part of it. He stepped up at our house that he would like to help with fundraising with Vicky. But he is willing to come up while we're doing our presentation and be able just to give a statement of how the steering committee has operated and the outreach that they've, you know, that the steering committee has heard. They'll probably be connecting and based off all the notes that have been turned in. So you'll have more emails for this weekend. I tried to explain to people, and if people ever do ask, like, why is this so rushed? I think if we just followed our process, we would have been done by a checkboxes. But we have taken the time to adapt and move and adjust, which doesn't get to our good end goal quickly. It's so quickly because of that November date is sitting there, right? And so I think that's where I hope people can see or understand. And it's hard to articulate that, but why it's so shifted. But yeah. So, what you thinking?
I think the polling data is really critical.
It is very critical.
I mean, for us as a board to recommend that we do this, I would kind of need to have that.
Mm-hmm. And so even maybe on the 17th, it isn't a recommendation. It may just be a statement of how the process has gone.
And I think people on this board want that facility to be there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Once we got the $65 million thing, I mean, the people that I know, there were a lot of thumbs down.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard for me to find a retired guy with thumbs up. Mm-hmm. Okay, because you're talking about doing that for the next 20 years. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not going to be here in 20 years. I'm 74.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm going to be 94. Okay. And certainly not living in the house I'm living in now.
I mean, I know these are all things that have not been coming back. You don't tell it to me. Yeah, I know. No, that's what we're doing this
That's
process.
The feedback I get from my retired friends. Mm-hmm. Like,
tell them to put it on the survey.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, that's.
Well, they need to get the survey. I mean, well, it needs to happen and it's not there yet.
Well, I know, but I guess I'm asking you. That's what I'm asking is for you to, you're conveying it to me as a city person. Ask them when the survey comes to put that to there, not just having your voice, have their voice heard too.
Right.
So, how about if we, I was going to draft a letter and I was just going to do the speaker notes that I had already written around overwhelming engagement and to say, so far, indicators would be that we should pursue this. However, we cannot do a full recommendation until we see the polling.
Yes, that's right.
Polling and survey.
Yeah. Polling and survey.
Yeah, if you do the survey too, that will, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So that way they know that we're supporting, and like you said, very good suggestion, we can speak to the engagement and what we've heard so far. But so everything's looking good, but we need to hear the final polling and survey data before we do a formal recommendation of support.
Great.
Yep.
Is that
Is that fair? Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had written something around here's the engagement. I don't know if I need to read this to everybody, but it talks about the council, Parks and Rec, advisory board, steering committee, park staff, potential partners, community workshops, general survey, statistically valid poll, web page, tidings, MLM at market. And there's text on all of these. If you want me to read it, I can. But, and then this has been very favorable. However, we need the results from survey and polling and survey
questionnaire.
Survey
is the questionnaire.
Sorry.
I know. We've been doing that.
They call it Survey Monkey for a reason.
I know, right?
I create surveys all of them. Results from the polling and questionnaire to really gauge community support for a bond. It's clear they want the rec center, but now we need to determine if they will support for the bond. Does that work for you guys? And then I can't go to the city council meeting. My son is graduating that day, and then we leave for Europe. So
exciting.
I'll be out for like 2 to 3 weeks.
Good.
But then I'm full in at market and stuff. Is there anybody who can attend the 17th from our board?
So it's next week.
It's next Monday. The other thing that could potentially happen is you could reach out to Mary, because sometimes the liaison will read. If someone can't be there, so that might be something she might be able to read it.
I can go Monday.
Can you?
Yeah.
Great.
I can be online.
You know, what time is it? I was going to go.
Oh, goodness.
So where are we going to be in terms of time?
So I emailed all of that to you guys. We're at 6:50, which is great. We're excited because it's going to be there's like 3 meetings in one day. So the business meeting starts at 6, but because the 2 meetings are prepped before it, it could be a little bit sooner or later. So that's why we're supposed to be at 6:50. There's one topic before us. But the meetings are starting at 4. So we are lucky that they shifted it and started at 6, because last time we presented at 9:30 at night.
Oh, wow.
I didn't want to show up at 6 and go for my.
Kind of watch online too, and kind of you can watch online and see where things are at for that day. I could also send his last email to keep a checkout and say, okay, they're starting the business meeting, you know, if that's helpful.
Yeah.
I'm happy to do that.
Upstairs in the city council.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So I did include the agenda just in case if you want to look at it again. It's in one of the emails of the two. Or maybe you just sent one.
Okay, maybe I didn't see that.
Oh, no, you may not have, but just meaning in case you want to look at it and see where things are flowing, by all means. Yeah, the 6:50 is when we're supposed to be on, but again, it's a guess. And if the other meetings go faster, that's right. I'll be
watching. Meetings are never early. Sitting down for meetings are never early.
Just I hope for the 9:30. Because also I feel like they're tired by the time they've gotten to us. So that's why it's pretty exciting to like, okay, we've got some community share or information share.
Do you think other community members are going to be in attendance?
I don't know. I don't know if they are or not.
I don't know if it's announced that there'd be an opportunity for people from the community to speak sometimes on other issues like the ball.
So that would be anybody's able, because there's citizen comment for certain. And right. So if people submit that form, you can even do it when you get there. They did. I asked Kathy upstairs, and she did mention that they may stack our kind of not initiative, but topic together versus doing it at the beginning of the meeting and having to wait. So if there is a desire, if you, and I think you guys would have to promote that if other people want to come and have conversations, like Dale, like he'll want to be there. I'm sure he'll be there.
Dale, right? Will be there.
Mm-hmm. You know, right? And so you just, that would be something you guys can ask for. And okay. I tried to find an online form, but I didn't see one for council. I was going to forward that out as well.
We'll have to look.
Yeah.
If you attend, you can just
get it. If we kind of knew, we can kind of let Kathy give her a heads up so we knew it would be stacked with us. So no worries. Just, yeah.
I do remember a city council meeting on this topic, and it was many, many, many people came to speak very passionately. If you have people who are really want this, I would really reach out and ask people to come. I know I will, especially since I feel guilty, so I won't be there.
Well, and I think too, the part, it's still, I even told Ken Warner just a minute ago, I'm super grateful that we're not asked to make this go through. We're presenting what we've heard. And so that's, again, the part that I'm really thankful for, that we're getting to be really upfront and honest about the cost and the desires and all voices found in it. And so, yeah.
And so what you get when you have something like we've had the two times at the Adult Community Center is that people are interested in having it show up.
Mm-hmm.
Some people show up that don't want it, okay? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But not many people, okay? So that's why the polling becomes really important.
That's why we did it.
Okay, because that's the stuff that's going to let us know. Somebody's going to get a text or a phone call and get the information.
Yeah.
Okay. That won't have it otherwise. Okay.
That's what we did.
You know.
Yep.
And that's the stuff that's important. Uh-huh. Okay. That's why when you hit $65 million, the guys doing the polling said, well, if you send it out and say $65 million, and that's all you say, we can tell you what you're going to get. Okay. So I think that's the information that's important to the city council. The fact that we've had a lot of people that are really interested in having it is no different than the last time we did this, okay? There were a lot of people that were really interested in having it, but there wasn't a community that was willing to support the financial stuff to do it. And so that's the big if.
I'm just curious, do you know what the taxpayers paid their contribution for the LL one?
I do not, because it was a different situation. The funding was, I don't know all the details, but the funding was different, and you have $17 million coming from the school district as well, and you have a much smaller footprint of the building because the golf course is there. So it was definitely a different situation.
And their tax base is so different from ours because of so many businesses that are in LL.
And there are
10,000 more people there.
Yeah. In the city. So I think the part that was interesting and what I'm really, again, thankful for is this, there's like not necessarily just a yes or no answer. There's like, do you want us to investigate this further?
Yeah.
And so, and that is why we did this whole process. You know, you pay for a bond, or this is without a pool, it's expensive. It's like $30,000. So, I mean, that's why we did all these things.
Yeah.
In the order that we did them. Originally, we were thinking to do the polling initially first, but realized that there had not been the education of what the center was, and we weren't able to get to a dollar amount until you heard what people wanted, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, all those pieces will come into play. The other thing I did, just more so for interest, is I took the funding page that's on the website and I showed it to our staff who are younger, who have families. But if you just see the average home income and then the $502, you don't necessarily know what that means. So I wrote example in front of it because people just end up see that, well, it's going to cost you $502. Well, it's not that based on that average house price.
Right.
You know, so I think some of that understanding it, and you can see why probably other pools just put the dollar, blah, 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 cents with it, because you have to, it's a complex thing. Mm-hmm. It's not just a simple answer.
Right.
So making sure that people can make that decision for themselves to give them enough information so they can make the right decision for themselves, not a misguided one. So we're getting there. A lot coming up again.
I'd like to make this from Parks and Rec Board as opposed to from Vicky. So
I mean, I'm happy to say rah rah, but it has more weight from the Parks Board.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the Parks and Rec Advisory Board is sharing our support for the process and engagement for the Community Recreation Center. All indicators show strong favorable support for the Community Recreation Center. However, PRAB needs to see the results from the statistically valid polling and the general community questionnaire regarding support for an actual bond. And then to recap the engagement process, and then I have a list of all of the stuff.
And they got that in the council agenda too, just, you know, so it's okay. Awesome. Reiterate that.
Yeah.
It's all in there too.
So how's that wording?
Sounds good. Can you read the second part of your top there, kind of what you ended with before you went into all the other details?
And if you want me to, you can email to make a print and see if you guys want to need a hard copy to look at.
I just want to make sure it's like we need to get the results of the questionnaire and polling before the board will consider making a record. Or something like that, right?
Right.
Oh, you're right. I need that.
Yeah, I mean, if the polling is 2-1, they don't want to pay for it. Yeah. Okay, then we're done.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. We need the polling to take 2-1, they want to pay for it. Yeah.
And there's multiple questions on there, too.
Yes, I got to say.
Yeah. I know, others may not have, and that's why I said it's not right. Just a yes or no.
I have a question about Dale, what Dale brought up. I wrote to him that he was talking about, you know, how the city needs more money and all that kind of stuff. And everything. Is that $5 million levy going to take care of some of that?
It will take care of operating that facility, but the thing, the staff to run there, but what it will also do is optimize, which we have not been able to do because they did not throw all of the staff at the building, including myself, that we are going to have more efficiencies and be able to do better programming. I'm anticipating, I can't guarantee, my anticipation is that we would be able to do better programming at the Adult Community Center, actually really make that a flush program, as well as our events and our other activities that would be away from the rec center. Because right now, everybody's split so thin with two full-time staff besides me, so I make three, and then the others are part-time.
Okay.
So when you add that, that also increases the full-time marketing person. Like, again, Alyssa's trying to do that. Because that's important, obviously, when you get a facility. So the marketing, the engagement goes along with that as well. And then the part that's exciting is we'd be able to be a full department as far as being able to improve what we're doing, not having to go to Sunset Fire Hall and take everything over for Safety Town. Maybe we still would, but maybe we wouldn't. Maybe we turn it all into the end. We look at that building and say, is it better for us to rent that facility out or to do different programming there? Mm-hmm. There's just these optimizing opportunities that come with it that you can't even really weigh just yet. Right.
Okay.
And the other one is that our revenue isn't accounted for. The revenue that we make now isn't tied into that funding structure currently.
Okay.
Right. So we've kind of been at zero, kind of just cover costs, and not that we're trying to be a revenue cash cow by any means, right? We haven't even been able to optimize what we're doing in the last. I mean, please correct me if I'm wrong. Okay. So I think there's just going to be, if this does happen, it's going to be a challenge for us. But I think it's going to open up a lot of opportunities too for us to be able to serve the community more, is what I can, in my head, I'm envisioning that from what I'm just seeing with other agencies, what they're able to provide. When you have additional staff, even though they're running those things, you have more kind of cooks in the kitchen, right? Mm-hmm. Coming up with ideas. You have just a lot of opportunities, but we're just barely racing to get to things. And it's going to, I feel like there's opportunities of us improving our and streamlining that we can't do currently, you know?
So,
did that answer? That was a long answer. I'm sorry. I mean, it's going to bring on obviously a ton more, but some of our activities will go there and then we'll be able to expand on like outdoor recreation. We don't do any classes outside besides regular sports. There's tons of things we can do, but we don't have the staff to manage them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I saw in the document that option A is with a levy. Option B is with higher fees.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a leaning at this point
Okay. Because
so it's just we wanted to most, show everything it, what, is an option.
What it most the average person has no idea that you can't use capital funds to pay people mm-hmm. and you have to have a levy to pay people. Mm-hmm. And it's so confusing.
And so Ryan spelled it out in there.
And I mean, I've worked with government a long time. I know how the budgets work.
Yeah.
But the average person, I mean, it's like, so this covers the cost for the first year? Like, no, can't do that. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not suggesting this. I'm just going to float it out there. We may strategically want to just get it going with higher fees. And not that we're making that decision today or anything else, but fee plus capital is, I mean, a levy plus a capital bond is usually a kiss of death. Because what, I have to vote for it twice? And what if they vote yes on the levy and no on the bond? I mean, it's just
Lakebridge gets written for that.
Yeah.
No, No, 100%. That's why one of my, I guess it wasn't a recommendation, but I think if they asked us to move forward, it'd be figuring out the funding strategy
mm-hmm.
that way, because what is the right option to go? How much money can mm-hmm. private sector bring in? How much can we raise? What does that mark need to be? Is it the levy versus the fee? I mean, what? So I think that's the big question. If they want to move forward with the interest, how do we find a way to fund it? Yeah.
So I'm just going to read this opening. The Parks and Recreation Advisory Board, PRAP, is sharing our support for the process and engagement to consider the Community Recreation Center. All indicators show strong support for Community Recreation Center. However, PRAP needs to see the result from the statistically valid polling and the general community questionnaire regarding support levels for a bond. The PRAB will advise City Council pending the results of the bond information.
I make motion to have you do that.
Okay.
That motion. Okay. To have her do it. Yeah. One thing is if I can get the polling results to you before then, I don't know if you want a word in there just to say or to process. I don't to throw the right, because my goal is to get it to you, but you're not going to have a chance to even think about
need
it.
And
we won't have a chance to talk about it.
Analyze.
Yes, analyze.
Analyze the result from the blah, 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 blah.
Because let's just be honest, I might be getting the report in the morning. So you know what I mean? Yeah. So even if you don't get it, you have a chance to have a conversation about it and discuss it. And you may want to call a special meeting.
Can that be emailed to us that when you get it?
Yes. Yeah, I got to do my proper channels on Monday and then get it out. I can, I don't see why I couldn't. I want to, and most people like can't for some reason. That would be the goal. So you guys can have, I'd like to have you aren't just knowing what you're going to see when you get there is what I've tried to do before too, just so it's like when we went to the open house, right? Mm-hmm. I want you to know the sticker shop.
Yeah.
So
interesting though, if there is a community support for the $45,000 bond, mm-hmm. remember that part of the questionnaire. Mm-hmm.
That was why I was like, there's these for and the word. And
so some people might say that they fully strongly support that, where they may be only somewhat supportive of the 65, and then so.
Well, and the other part is just so you know, the pollers are going to be presenting with us, so they're going to be able to give that analysis too, which maybe even. Okay. As valuable as getting the documentation.
And the other analysis they'll give is that their experience is what the polling has to be mm-hmm. for it to be successful Absolutely. When you vote on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Because mm-hmm. if the polling says it's 50-50, okay, that will go down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. The polling, and I don't know exactly what the numbers
are. They're going to
be there presenting.
They'll give you that analysis. Okay.
So that way, that's what I'm almost thinking. I can give it to you, but having their analysis, their verbal analysis is going to be very important.
Yeah, they need to say,
yes.
We've done this polling mm-hmm. in your community, and this is what the community says.
Yeah.
And when the community says it's 50-50,
yeah.
they can say, well, these are the chances that it'll be, you mm-hmm. know.
They've evaluated all of our past bonds and bonds around, not just our parks bonds, but other ones that have passed and what have been passed here. And so
Yeah, so they're the pros, and I would.
So that'll give us significant data.
Yeah, so they're the experts around. So yeah, so that's they're going to give us their professional opinion of what they have seen. So
okay, and I just said to City Council from Parks and Rec Advisory Board, today's date regarding Community Rec Center, CC, PRAP, Megan, and John. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll just clean this up and send it up tonight or probably tomorrow. Wow. Okay. You do need to eat and sleep. Oh, so we have a net and a second motion and second. Okay. Awesome. A meh. You know the meh.
At least somebody's paying attention.
Sorry. Okay. So Department and Projects update.
let's see. This is not the only thing I've been doing, but there's a lot. We are making some headway on a few other projects. The Parks crew is just running to make everything happen. They're doing great. I have since Ron Jones, our tree arborist. The arborist is retired. Mike Perkins, who was our previous one, has been helping me. So that's a little deficiency out in the field. All of our splash pads are up and running, but there was a delay because we had to update our system because they have to be monitored every 2 hours when they're on. Mm-hmm. So that means
I thought it was 4 hours. Two.
One, four. No, it's two.
When did they go from four to two?
I think just a year ago.
Okay, because four is what I
way, not personally.
Yeah, no. So what we're doing is we've actually we're getting them installed hopefully in the next couple of weeks where it's actually a device that goes to our phone so we can watch the monitor. Mm-hmm. For example, if we only work until four, that means we're covered till six. So if to be open till eight, you have to shift schedules. So we're doing that right now on the weekends to cover that. Mm-hmm. But it will say, like I've mentioned, five splash pads in a city of our size is crazy. And we're so loved. So we're really working hard. But if anybody does have a question why the hours are shorter, that's we're trying to get that coverage and have that monitoring appropriate because it's public safety. Got to keep it good. I don't know if everybody knows of the catwalk that leads down over by Historic City Hall. That is an interesting, you should go visit it when it's done. It's an interesting docking platform system to a vertical metal ladder that leads you to the ground, that leads you to a wood staircase that floats with a boom that leads out to a fishing dock on the Willamette. The catwalk bridge is getting replaced right now because it's quite hazardous from disarray and repair, so we're fixing that right now. Barges is being blown. And I'm really getting to dive into a lot of key issues right now, helping support Mike, making sure our processes are in place with making sure we're doing proper notifications, signage, and letters. And we're also moving towards an online application, so it really streamline our process. So that's been kind of a big consuming thing for me, as well as the Rec Center and then Historic City Hall and all the other oodles of things. I'm missing anything that you can think of that I've been running around doing with you?
Pressure washing transport.
Yep, that's right. They're getting pressure washed and restriped and crack filled. I'm doing that strategically through the summer. I think we're starting at Hammerly.
They went to try to Hammerly today. It was too crowded.
Okay.
So they're going to try another
Hammerly. Yeah, I think that's okay.
Skyline Hammerly.
But we're working on trying to get the deferred maintenance list together. I didn't really come with those. And they honestly, with the 2018 bond, the crew hasn't really had a chance. They did a lot of those projects themselves, which is honestly impressive. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to get us back to a little bit more maintenance and looking at what are we needing for funding moving forward for the next, you know, biennium coming up, looking at our trail system, knowing that we have the Band-Aid for, you know, recreational immunity right now. For the next year, trying to take a look at our systems and what we really need to fix and replace. What are our biggest risks right now? Columbina Trail. And then working through some kind of processes and protocols with those who are using our parks right now. We've got pop-up camps that are coming. And, you know, our ultimate goal is to make sure things are safe, right? And so if people are coming and charging a fee to run a camp out of a park, is there an arrangement? Is there insurance? Are they licensed? Who's in there? You know, we're forced, you know, people are pushing and pulling for our shelters. And so I'm having to do a lot of those really uncomfortable conversations, but trying to give a ton of grace of when they've been
continued in the past or started a pop-up and they didn't know to say, you're okay to be here for the summer, but we need to look at a process moving forward. So it's kind of put a few people on maybe notice that there's a change coming, but it does come down to making sure that those who are using the parks that are charging a fee are being treated fairly and equally, that some are paying and others are just not. Mm-hmm. So that's where my kind of am coming from with it. It's not trying to be the regulation person, but trying to make sure that everybody's being treated equally and fair. So it's been doing, I think I've had about three of those conversations and there's more to come, one including the environmental school down at Marriott Young. Mm-hmm. So just so you know, there may be a conversation that they may come here in the future by meeting with her this next week with John and Darren with
We want to thank you for applying logic, objectivity, and common sense rules to the process. And I know it's you're doing a lot of cleanup, and that's not easy. Thank you.
Well, and I want to honor, they have businesses and they've been doing and operating, you know, in our parks. And so I don't want to just take that lightly, you know. So I want to honor that to the best that I can, but also our job is to protect the parkland and keep it as open to the public as we can. And so that's trying to find that right balance in a logical way and honestly compassionate way too. I think that's my updates. I will have more coming up about bond projects. I'm actually going to meet with Ken Warner soon to kind of go over some of the history on a few of them. I've kind of got the big ticket items that figuring out with the money that is slated to them, what can we really do to get the most public benefit? The Willam is a big one, as we know, right? Huge interest in a lot of outreach, so trying to figure out how to navigate those next steps and being able to apply our local share with Metro, looking at potentially other Metro grants coming in. And so there's just a lot coming that I'm needing to build to get this one little big thing kind of set down and in motion, move on to the next one. So, yeah. So I'll have more coming up when we get fly up.
Okay. That's awesome. I'd love to hear all of that.
It stresses me out. Sorry, you have to do it.
It's like you're out. Oh, God.
Do we have any specific items of interest from board members?
I do. So then this is not an urgent, this is not a fix it now, but I would really at some point like to have just a session where we toss out ideas on how do we encourage people to keep our beautiful natural park areas clean. My husband and I yesterday morning filled up a City Parks and Rec, you know, those big giant bags that are like 6 foot tall, just from stuff from Cedar Island. Oh, all twisted tea and Fireball bottles. And I see them from my house. I see them.
Cedar Island's probably one of the worst.
It's the worst. And so I would love to have brainstorming issues on, or brainstorming of ideas on how do we stop that from happening. And we know who it is, right? It's all the teenagers having a good old time. But how can we prevent it? And if we can't prevent it much, how do we address it? Because I know the crews don't go clean up there. And it's I totally respect
that. Oh, no, I wish we did, though, because it's just, it saves your time by being able to go.
Right. I think, you know, do we need to look at, I need at least a t-shirt out of this, right?
Okay.
I need one of those. But, and, you know, we love to do it. We use it. And I look out at that island from my house. It's a treasure to me personally and everybody in the neighborhood. And people from everywhere go there now. But I feel like we need to kind of come up with ideas on how to thwart these kids from leaving their party stuff. Because somehow they can bring full carton 24 cases down, but they can't bring the empty cans up. So that's one thing, prevention. But on the flip side, I mean, do we need to talk about maybe like docents is the wrong word, but docents and the organized volunteers of people who do it, because a lot of people do love it. I mean, and I watched the baby ducks today swim through cans that were floating. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not cool. We're not taking care of nature, you know? And so I'd like to kind of put that on the radar for us.
So the best thing to do is to get a volunteer group that'll clean it up.
Telling beach cleanup way, right?
Exactly. But it needs to be like all weekend and all, you know.
For the summer, right?
All summer long. So.
Also sounds like a fun project, though, too. You know what I mean? Talking about the camaraderie and seeing, and then really showing, and that you can use those bag the trash of education to get out for social media and those things where you can really make an initiative that is, we're trying to keep our environment green and keep it for the baby
and the kid need to clean up after them.
Yeah. I
educational
people. I'm going to share my feedback.
Yes, please.
So I had 7 people at my house for 2.5 weeks dealing with stuff. Anyway, 2 of the people was a 5-year-old and a 9-year-old boys who were pretty crazy. So I took them to 4 different parks with a garbage bag, and we played and played and played. And then we cleaned, and you know, same thing.
So interesting you're bringing that up, because this morning we didn't pick up a whole black trash bag full, just my backpack full of trash today. And we were going, you know, the environmental skill kids were there, and a couple of the kids were down by one of the little viewing stations that barely exist anymore. And little kids were picking up the cans, and they were going to walk back with it. And I said, oh, you guys, I'll take the cans back for you. And we thought, man, there's like 30 children out here. Look at the kids. We're picking up the trash. But I know we can't do that.
But it's great they were, though. That's really great to hear.
Well, I think that
that's part of that. Yeah. Definitely. You know, that's really great to hear.
But I'd like to see us, and I'd certainly be a lead on it, to work on something like that, because it's bad. It's really sad. And like I said, I watched the eagles fly by, and I watched the osprey hunting, and they're hunting and like missing the floating cut open beer can that some of the kids use as a beer bong. And it's just, it's bad out there. It's the mean streets of Westlands.
Yeah, so we can see that the other one. If we're seeing some serious issues like that, then we
Venture start down there on a Friday and Saturday night.
Call.
Yeah, I'm not going to say be a defeatist. I've done that in the past last year. And there was like, yeah, lady, you want us to hike 15 minutes down there to go tell the kids not to be bad? I'm like, well, there's underage drinking and drug use. I don't know.
Even if they did it once or twice.
Yeah, maybe the word would get around to the kids. I don't know. I don't
the also, police.
Yeah, I don't also think that it's all local kids, honestly.
That's what we found in the other city. And there's an article in the newspaper about it right now.
Because it's
also foothills, you're able just to get there. But after COVID, parks became known regionally
along
the Willamette.
Okay. Well, could it even be like a Girl Scout project where they would do it all summer and clean it up, and then they could do some fine and erect something with the trash can?
Whatever
you take
it
in,
doesn't
take
meet,
out.
It doesn't meet Eagle Scout requirement.
To build standard. Something also with like a recycle bin and a regular bin.
That
I think that it's the servicing part too, so we have to be able to service them because they get overfilled and turn into their other issues. So. That which is that, you know, that's the important part about having the island. How cool is the island? But at the same time, it again for even for PD, right? So I think there's some really good brainstorming we can do. And even there's probably, we don't even have to invent it, it's probably out there too. We just do some searching.
It's like it's all interesting that they're blue bags that they need to collect for their fundraising and go collect all the candy.
No, I'm getting
smart about that.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
But it'd be fun to do too. I mean, it'd be sad to see what you put. The camaraderie of those who are all like-minded to do that would be quite, you know, could be very powerful, I think.
Okay, Todd, you have enough interest.
Got a little bit of feedback. Marius Young Dog Park area.
Yeah.
They love it, and my neighbor was down talking with the officers who use the dog park, and so when he found out I was on the board. I guess there's a picnic table in that area right adjacent to the dog area. Is that correct?
Across the
lot. Yeah, so they were talking about the condition of that should be checked out.
Like the lean-tos in the dog park?
I
think that's probably what they're talking about. Yeah. There's a couple of them. It's just a picnic bench, and then it's got like a slant.
Yeah, those are pretty beat up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was one thing. Mm-hmm. And then just the speed of the traffic. Mm-hmm. And that was the other concern. And they said, well, you know, we once approached the city about putting speed bumps, but the fire department said no. So that was the end of that. So I don't know if that.
I can accept this. That could potentially, but it doesn't hurt to ask again to get the different. It never hurts to ask again. And then you have to think of what the signage is there. I mean, there's certain things you can do, but
I know. But I was just sharing some feedback.
I think it's great, and it's always good to ask again. Seriously, I do know that, even if we because of change, you know,
15 miles an hour through there. They put up just these signs.
I thought
they come in the turn.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm late to get somewhere, right?
Yes.
It's scary that someone gets
caught. Oh, it is very much so.
And the volunteers did a good job keeping the shrubbery down, like the visibility.
That's true. They do the best. And the parking lot, the lines and everything is much better.
So, any other items from the board?
I don't know if this is the right time to do it, but just those trees in the back behind that path, one of them on the end definitely looks like it's not going to make it. I don't know if you've been down there lately. Mike can go peek.
Yeah.
And then at some point, let me know about water because it's hooked up to ours, but we haven't run it.
Would you do me a favor? Mm-hmm. Would you email tree permit?
Yes.
Tree permit at westlandoregon.gov. That gets to where it needs to go. We're streamlining. So before, when the arborist, it would just go to Ron, but what if Ron's gone and Ron retires? And what if Mike is filling in and Mike's not there? So we're kind of pushing everything towards tree permit so that we can have a record log of it. And like, say if Mike goes on vacation, I can go in there and start managing it and we're able to track it.
Okay.
So that would be, if you could help me, that would be super helpful.
I can even upload photos.
Yeah.
Because the other ones that you had treated do look better, but the one on the end is.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's where we're definitely sending all tree information. It seems to be working pretty well.
Tree permits West Lynn.
Or westlandoregon.gov.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's awesome. All right. Do you want to give us an update on all of the multitude of
things that and what you say? So we have our summer camp starting on Monday. First week, we had a whole camp. For fun in the sun, our minis, our 4 to 6 year olds is slowly filling, but we'll get them up in registration. We're fully staffed with our summer camp director, supervisors, and coordinators.
Right.
Attendants, sorry. So they're super excited. They're all doing their training Saturday. So they're going to be ready to go on Monday.
Great.
We don't have it. It's Juneteenth. It's on the 18th.
Okay.
So down at Fieldsbridge Park, 11 to 1. The library is the lead on that. Right. Yeah. Just 11 to 1 at Fieldsbridge on Tuesday.
At Fieldsbridge.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I believe he has some shuttles going from Easy Creek Park. He's right down, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because there's like.
One person left.
it's totally close.
And then we have Pollinator Week. You guys seen our cool flyer out there next week?
Yes.
So pollinator month, we do have our proclamation for the whole month, which is super exciting. So next week we'll be down at Marion Sound Park on Thursday and Friday from 11 to 1 down by the pollinator garden. So we'll have some booths there, we have a vendor selling like chapsticks and honey balms and all kinds of stuff. We're going to give away some plants. We have master gardeners down, backyard habitat. Educational pieces down there. So it's going to be really good.
That's at Marriott Town this weekend?
Next week, Thursday and Friday, 20th and 21st.
Okay.
Yep. We've got old time fair planning in full swing. We have about 43 exhibitor booths right now. And then all of our food booths are full.
Wow.
So we're full swing. Lumberjack is coming back. I just finally got in touch with them the other week. So they'll be there on Sunday. Bands are all set. And
awesome.
It's been great. And then, everything else is built up. Music. Then we got movies, but we'll lead into that. But the ones coming up quick here are fair and pollinator.
You're doing great. Thank you so much. That's awesome.
It's exciting. Even being a citizen new to the department, there's $40,000 set aside for that event. So working on how Tara coordinates with Alyssa, the lumberjack coming in and paying for the ski show and the band. So it's really its own mini. And as a citizen, I didn't know all that. You know, you don't necessarily see all that behind the scenes and the carnage people.
A lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
But it's hugely rewarding though, because everybody loves it.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome.
Exciting.
Okay. So just a quick meeting summary. All of us, when we see the link to the questionnaire, we're going to send that out. John is going to read the Parks and Rec Advisory Board letter at the City Council on the 17th. We're going to add volunteer efforts for parks cleanup to the agenda. I'll send a letter out on Friday to all of the people I mentioned. The for tree permit, Diana's going to follow up on that regarding the sick tree. And Tara's going to follow up with the historical board regarding the McIntyre stage.
Okay.
That all of the actions. And I don't mean to go back to this, but do you think maybe we should just have those two statements, or should we include here's what we've been involved in?
Well, so let's see. I'll tell you what I have out there. So it is, it's actually on the council agenda. I have it all right here. So half of the agenda.
Okay.
I swear I wasn't just trying to poke it. But I put it all here.
It's already there.
It's already there. It's
okay.
On the website.
Well, that's extra though.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
All right. So our next meeting is July 11th. I will be back for that. And a big piece of that is going to, rec center. So.
Well, and I think the thing is put on your calendar, July 8th is when we go back for the actual decision of what council wants us to do. So you may, with the information you get on Monday, and then as you get the polling or the questionnaire information, as we get that back, you may choose to want to do a special meeting to have that discussion. Because remember, I did find out today if we start sending emails, if everybody's involved with the forum, I didn't realize that was even in the email chain. So, I just found that today.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yes. So that just put that in your thoughts. As time goes on. And I did offer for the steering committee to arrange another meeting, but I didn't get any feedback yet. And it may come after Monday. Monday is a lot of information coming. I mean, not for you, the polling's a big one, huge.
Yeah.
The other information we already have and know. So that will be, I'm going to be out of the office starting on the 20th and through the 29th, but I will be checking in and we'll be attending meetings virtually during that week at my in-law's house, just because of timing. It will be available, except for one day where I'm going to walk.
Okay.
Yes, but just know there'll be stuff coming, and if a meeting needs to occur, that Tara can help me with that. Thank you.
All right. If there is.
On the 8th, was the questionnaire information back, and that's being reported to you? Is that what you said?
So the online questionnaire is going starting as soon as I can, so Saturday through the midnight on the 30th. And then we'll, and that information will be gathered, you know, it's online, so we'll be gathering it as we go through. Or even on Monday, it's only going to be a couple of days, but we're going to grab the information we've heard so far, just even to show, say this is what we have, it's ongoing, it's not finalized. So we can be getting updates as we go through. I just wanted to give it a full 2 weeks if we could, to give us a real chance to get it out. And then, you know, then we'll be able to, and I can send that out as well. I can even, if you guys decide to have a meeting that Friday before that Monday or however, we can grab whatever's there.
Okay.
And, you know, so.
Okay.
And John, just so you know, I'm basically from tomorrow until the 8th, I'm out, I'm gone. So if you could keep your
feet. Yeah, sure. And then I'll we can on June.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, then.
In charge then.
He's just gone
for a weekend.
Oh, you're gonna be back. We're gonna have a mutiny.
Will you? Will
no? No. Oh, the weekend. You're gone until July 8th.
Yeah. So, unless there's anything else, then we will follow our meeting.
Yep.
little early. Nice. Okay. Great work, Megan and Tara. You are amazing.